Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. What do you think of Corey Littleton?
He's okay.
It's a guy.
It's okay. Guy off the edge, can play some teams. Not bad. They added him yesterday when we were off the show.
Yeah. Euless is what I'm thinking of. Euless, Texas has a huge Polynesian community. There's Polynesian defensive line. A 340-pounder in this draft?
Plays a Baylor.
What round is he going to go in?
Plays a Baylor, second round.
Second rounder.
Oh, yeah.
Ika. I wouldn't mind an anchor like that in the middle.
No, that's actually a fit for what... I don't know that I'd draft him 33rd. For me personally, I might wait. But it's exactly what... D'Amico is, well, I don't know. I don't know if D'Amico wants just a big, heavy guy who can eat up gaps, although this guy's not a bad athlete, or if he wants somebody who's strong but has a little bit of, you know, juice up the field. I don't know. That's interesting. I don't know how he sees his nose. DJ Johnson is a guy who he had at San Francisco but Ika, I mean, actually, a zero technique who can play over the center, who's too much for the center, like that actually could be a guy that D'Amico looks at, a guy who's a space eater who they weren't good against the run. So, yeah, the more I think about it, you need to have one of those guys in the middle.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be upset at all. I mean, like you said, the 33rd, maybe you could trade back a few spots.
Listen, it might be about where he goes. He's not going to rush, but he and Mozzie Smith from Michigan State, Michigan, there are actually some nose. He's about 340 also, and there are actually some guys. That's a position the Texans truly need.
Yeah.
Is somebody to muddy it up in the middle a little bit.
Yeah, as opposed to just getting run over.
Yeah.
I'm looking right now at Coach of the Year odds. It makes sense. The favorite Coach of the Year, 2023?
The favorite for Coach of the Year. I will say Sirianni. He didn't win last year.
Nope.
Andy Reid?
Sirianni isn't even close because he has a good football team.
Well, but he didn't even make... does he not even get in the top three last year?
Who wins Coach of the Year is who extremely exceeds expectations.
Yeah, last year Daboll did. So it can't be D'Amico.
D'Amico is up there. He's
Steichen?
Sixth. Steichen is not up there. Steichen is 25-1. D'Amico's 20-1. Sean Payton.
Because he can turn around.
If he turns Russ around,
mm-hmm.
Sean Payton, he's the favorite. Eberflus is second.
Mm. Yeah, that's a good
Bears
one.
Bears around from the number one pick to a potential playoff team. And in that division without Aaron Rodgers now, Detroit. Dan Campbell is third. Dan Campbell's got a chance to do some nice things.
Dan Campbell's got a great chance of winning.
Yeah. And if Dan Campbell wins, and let's say he wins the division, Dan Campbell's got a real chance to win Coach of the Year.
I feel like the Lions feel like the default, and not as many people are watching Hard Knocks now as they used to even, but did you, by the way, before I get, did you see the Billie Jean when it was rookie? Have you seen that video yet for Aiden Hutchinson?
I did not.
Pull it up. So Aiden Hutchinson, so rookies have to...
sing?
Yeah, you see it on Hard Knocks.
Sing for their dinner. Yeah.
Yeah, they have to do a talent show, right? Rookies, okay, it's rookie night, rookie day, rookie night. So the rookies, they're in the meeting, the big meeting room where the whole team gathers, and rookies will go in there, and they might sing their school's fight song or something like that. And Aiden Hutchinson, he decided he was going to sing Billie Jean by Michael Jackson. And so you can hear it. It feels a little uncomfortable at first, and then the place just gets so hyped. You can just – I wish you could see the video. You can't see the video, but I think you can feel it here in audio as well. Okay. He's going to double-check it. Well, I'll let you know when he's ready to go. But to that point, I feel like Detroit
– I just put in Aiden Hutchinson, Billie Jean.
First thing is it comes up.
No, it was one of the top things that comes up. So, but that's funny. Billie Jean came right up.
Yeah. But I feel like – Detroit, this is going to sound weird, but Detroit feels like America's team. Like the Astros were America's team in 17, where everyone loved the Astros because how they came up. It feels like the Lions, like, I think the Lions are super likable.
I do too.
I like the Lions.
I like Dan Campbell.
Yeah.
I like
AG because he's
their drafts have been fantastic.
Yeah.
They've done a hell of a job. And listen, if you turn Jared Goff into a guy.
Hey.
You ready? Here's Aiden Hutchinson. Yeah, get it where he starts singing because he goes up there and talks and all kinds of stuff. Yeah, here's Aiden Hutchinson doing Billie Jean.
She was more like the beauty queen in the movie scene. I said, don't mind what you do to me. I am the one.
I mean, and those are the kind of things that are team building. It's hilarious when you watch it, how the team gets into it. But those are team building things. Like, this is a guy who is known as a big-time culture guy, Aiden Hutchinson. You know, he is a guy who plays hard all the time. He is a guy who works his tail off. And other teammates are going to really like him. Then he gets up and does something like that.
The
as guys a rookie,
are going crazy. The video
yeah, they're
great.
Going crazy in the video. And it's one of those things where if you stick with it, you know, and the Lions had a lot of close losses. Now they're starting to see, just like we saw with the Astros, where you get culture guys, culture, culture, culture. You build, and it starts at the top with Dan Campbell, and players respect him. They play for him. They play hard for him. I'm telling you, man, the Lions could end up being the team that ends up being the next up. Now, I don't know about with Jared Goff, but I love the addition of...
He played pretty well. I mean, I know he's Jared Goff, and we've got our preconceived notions. Yeah. He's also gotten to a Super Bowl. Well, I know he did it mostly with defense.
No, but he was good that year they went to the Super Bowl. I think he had 33 touchdowns.
And he wasn't bad last year either. I mean, so I know he's Jared Goff. There are a lot of worse situations. Well, is he one of the guys that Cam was referring to? Ain't 32 MFers?
I mean, Cam, dude.
I hope the Texans were there yesterday to see Cam. Now, maybe you don't have to take a quarterback with the number two pick if you go and you see Cam at Auburn's Pro Day and you say, you know what? Cam's got it. Maybe we don't take a quarterback, too, overall. You can use that on a defensive player.
You'd like the Texans to do that?
That's what I'm saying. Were they just there?
Go Cam.
If you're not there, okay, the best ability
is availability. But I was.
Were they available for that?
I hope no. They don't need to see Tank Bigsby. Yeah, Daryl Hall. Actually, they got a edge.
What about John
they got
Oates?
An edge defender. No, this is a different. Yeah, this is a different guy.
Okay,
but they've got. Is it Daryl Hall or Darren Hall? Yeah, it's Daryl Hall, actually. It is.
Daryl Hall.
Yeah. He is the kind of guy who he's a bully. He's a 3-4 edge bully and power rusher. He actually is the kind of guy that D'Amico would like. So I'm guarantee you that the Texans had somebody there for sure.
Yeah, for sure. They had somebody there. And maybe he goes back and says, listen, let's rethink this number two pick because we got Cam here.
Yeah, and Cam told us he was really good.
He said he was better than
32. I mean, I'm not going to – here's what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to watch the tape from, you know, Carolina or New England and say, oh, this is bad. I'm going to trust what Cam says because he knows his body better than everyone else.
Well, yeah. Ohio State Pro Day today. This is kind of a big deal.
It's a big one. It's a big one.
Well, it's a big one for some people. Does this change anyone's mind on CJ Stroud?
So, Jaxon Smith-Njigba, if he runs a 40, is a big deal. No, CJ Stroud, did you hear – you hear he's catching passes? If I'm CJ Stroud, I don't throw again.
I've never done that. He's catching passes today. He ain't throwing?
No. Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to be there catching passes, which tells you CJ Stroud, I guess, is throwing again.
Why would
Marvin Harrison go out there and catch passes? Unless he wants
again. He's one of the first two picks.
Yeah, I don't think I would throw again.
I wouldn't either.
What if he tears a labrum or something?
Well, if he celebrates jumping up and down and mm-hmm. he blows out a knee?
What if you can't take chances on him.
What if he gets hit in the thumb and breaks his thumb?
Exactly. What if somebody
on a lineman's helmet?
Yeah, you can't take chances.
I don't think they're going to have linemen and their helmets out there.
I wouldn't even have him walk out there because what if he twisted his ankle and broke his ankle? Like, to me, I would wheel him out there in a wheelchair and with a mask on so he doesn't also get COVID and with goggles on. And just wheel him, gloves on, and just wheel him out here. Nothing says first pick of the draft like a guy who's afraid to stand.
Okay. Here's a story. Here's a story. Texans trade for Ravens QB as Deshaun Ayer. We'll talk about it on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now I'm talking about how about the Chevron Championship is coming here. Really excited about seeing this is going to be the Ladies Professional Tour's first major of the year. I'm telling you guys, they're going to set up the Nicholas course at Carlton Woods. They're going to set it up at about 6,800 yards. This is about what we play at. Stacey Lewis, as a matter of fact, was on a conference call on Friday, and she talked about our game is a lot more like what you guys play, what we play, in that they hit it 250 to 280, somewhere in that neighborhood, maybe even 240 to 280, somewhere around there. That's about what we hit it. I know there's you guys, okay, you big hitters out there. I know you do. But for the most part, we hit it. We actually have 6 irons in our hands. We actually hit 5 irons and utility clubs, and that's what they do as well. They're a lot better than we are, though, guys. They are so good. They hit so many greens. They're really, really good. So this is something that I'm interested. We're going to be out there for the tournament. It's the first major of the year. It's the first time that it's leaving where it is. The Dinosaur has been forever, and now it is here. It was the Nabisco, and now it's the Chevron, and we've got it. And we're going to be there, and we want you to be there as well. So if you're looking for tickets to get out there to see these good ladies play, the ChevronChampionship.com, the ChevronChampionship.com.
ESPN 97.5. The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst, you found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hi, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So, here's a story. It's not happening. The Texans aren't going to get Lamar Jackson. That's just not. It would be awesome. It would be the best answer. Is Lamar Jackson better than Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud, Will Levis, Anthony Richardson? Yes, 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 yes. Lamar Jackson's better than all of them. Lamar Jackson will turn a team into will just make a team much better, no matter who it is.
But, 2 straight years of season-ending injuries, and you're worried about Bryce Young having season-ending
injuries. And huge money.
And you don't get a rookie contract to work off of.
And his playoff record. And, you know, there are downsides, obviously. Yeah.
I think it's more likely Lamar Jackson won't be a Texan. It's worth talking about, though.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like it's crazy. If it happened, you know, I would be like stunned, but I would be thrilled.
Yeah, I would be excited
to watch Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, I'd be excited about it. But, you know, it's your not, same
it
concern.
It doesn't seem like a Nick Caserio move. Of course, it doesn't seem like a Bill Belichick move, and apparently the Patriots are in it. Apparently the Patriots are in this deal.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll see. The Colts are apparently in this deal, so we'll see. I would hate for him to go to the Colts. That would be, of all of the places that you don't want Lamar Jackson.
Well, but it
go.
Makes a lot of sense, because if you're the Colts, the top two guys are going to be gone. You're stuck with Richardson, Levis. Those guys aren't ready right now. You're back to plugging in another, like, who they just signed. Who did they just sign? They cut Matt Ryan. I can't remember who it is that they.
Yeah.
I feel like they signed someone who.
Was just a guy.
You know, yeah. Obviously.
Minshew? Not Minshew.
It was Gardner Minshew.
Minshew. Yeah,
yeah, it was.
Yeah, Minshew.
Is that what you were going to say, RJ?
No.
Oh, okay.
So
hold on, what were you going
to
say?
Well, I was just going to say, do you feel that the Colts are in a position to where they're saying, you know, we've tried like getting the quarterback from another team, an established guy, you know, let's kind of scrap all of that. Let's get a young guy and build with them.
Those guys were over the hill though.
Yeah.
That's different.
Or well,
those
Carson
guys
Wentz
were on
was
the downside.
Carson Wentz, we didn't think he was over the hill. He just looked like a guy who was.
That's true.
He was 16, but yeah, he was.
He wasn't
you weren't
good.
Really. He wasn't coming off a good season. No. Lamar Jackson guys. Is a different situation different. Completely. That's a new quarterback. You're
that,
getting
to me.
It's rare when one of the top two tier quarterbacks is available. Second contract.
Give them the division. If the Colts get Lamar Jackson, give them the division this year.
Oh, yeah.
They would turn into a heavy, heavy favorite.
With Minshew as a backup? Oh, yeah.
Well.
I mean, that's a solid backup,
no,
too.
Yeah. No.
So even if Lamar gets hurt, you got a guy who could.
Who can play. Yeah. A little, yeah. No, he's doing it. Well, Minshew's not the plan, though. I mean, unlike Matt Ryan and your boy, your shot putter. From the Chargers, Philly,
Big Philly,
and Matt Ryan, Big Philly, and Carson Wentz.
Matt Ryan was so cooked; you could see that with the his arm. He had nothing on his arm whenever the Texans played him. And I realized, oh my gosh, Matt Ryan can't throw any tight window throws anymore.
So I'm not any closer to knowing exactly what's going to happen. It'll be interesting to see. I wouldn't be surprised if it's C.J. Stroud or if it's Bryce Young that the Panthers announce. On April 27th, what is it?
Yeah,
26th. What's the date? Whatever it is.
I come back on
whatever it is
first. So yeah.
So whatever it is that with the first pick, the Carolina Panthers select. I don't know because I still don't know. Here are three different alleged experts in football and
wow,
the draft.
Alleged experts.
Well, Chris Sims is in the middle of this.
Oh.
So here's Daniel Jeremiah, then Chris Sims, and then Mel Kiper talking about the best quarterback in this draft.
Yeah, I think this is a fun debate, and I'm sure this is a debate that's taking place there in the draft room there with the Carolina Panthers. But I can go to the video, and I'll show you, you know, my case here for Bryce Young as the top quarterback. And it's pretty simple. Let's go with the four Ps here. Let's start with pocket awareness. He's got an unbelievable pocket sense to be able to climb and maneuver around and create space. How about the poise under pressure? This Bama offensive line was not as good as it's been in some of the previous years. He got hit a lot, but the eyes stay up, and he delivers the ball accurately. That leads to placement. This is Julius Brent's talented corner from Kansas State in perfect coverage. You can't be better than that, but a perfect throw beats him. And the last P here is the playmaking. This is against LSU. You get some pressure, buy time, eyes up, and make a play down the field. So he literally checks every box. And if you go back and look at the notes on him and you compare it to Joe Burrow, I know the size mm-hmm. is different, but the skill set, Buck, is eerily similar.
Okay. That was Daniel Jeremiah. Here now is Chris Sims and his best quarterback.
I'm taking C.J. Stroud. I'm a big C.J. Stroud fan. I think he's kind of in a class by himself. C.J. Stroud, I mean, one, hey, listen, the size thing, and you know, compared to my number two quarterback and Bryce Young, yeah, that's a real issue. It's concerning, one, for Bryce Young. Two, size is a strength. It's a skill, right? We talk about this a lot, right, Dan? The ability for the bigger quarterbacks to throw with people hanging around them. I can't step up and step into this throw, but I still am big enough and strong enough to throw a 20-yard out route. So I always lean towards that. But then when you break down C.J. Stroud, like I guess I was a little blown away by the fact of, one, his decision-making is borderline flawless. I think it's about as good as I've seen, other than maybe Joe Burrow. He's the only guy I would maybe give the edge to as far as that department. And then throwing the football, mechanics are flawless, and it's not like it's dink and dunk and screens and all that type of stuff, Dan. It's one 15 and 20 and 25-yard throw after another. You know, and of course, I think the movement is underrated a little bit. There's still some untapped potential in this kid. So, yeah, he's clearly number one for me. And I would be shocked if more people don't see it that way as the NFL evaluators continue to go through the process.
All right. And we'll see what you agree with on those two. And then Mel Kiper, here's his favorite.
He could be the best of this group with Will Levis, Kentucky, also in there, Stephen A. Yes. And I think if you look at Anthony Richardson, I saw him against Utah September 3rd, and he looked like the number one pick overall, guaranteed. You could put it in pen. He was phenomenal. I mean, his legs, the way he can run the football, he's going to be an elite running quarterback right away. He showed the big-time arm strength. He was making accurate throws. He was doing everything. Next week against Kentucky, he's at 40% with a couple picks and not the running threat because Kentucky designed their defense to shut him down and frustrate him. So his accuracy, missing layups, easy throws, needs to change, needs to be fixed. But you can't teach or coach that kind of talent, Stephen A. So I'm with you. Whether the Raiders or somebody wants to move, I almost projected the Raiders to jump up to 3, but I said Indianapolis go from 4 to 3, get the quarterback. Arizona didn't have to move out of the Will Anderson Jr. Sweepstakes. They could get a corner maybe if they move down, but not the pass rusher. That's the reason why I went Indy, not Raiders moving up.
So I don't know that Mel has him as his number one quarterback. If you hear the sound, I think he's propping up Anthony Richardson and Levis. By the way, he's big into Levis too. And the reason is he also had Josh Allen as the number one quarterback in 2018. So Mel was slandered in 18 for having Josh Allen. Guess who ended up being right? I mean, Mel Kiper was dead on there. So he likes bigger quarterbacks with arm talent. That's what Mel likes. I have certain things that I like from different positions. You always, you know, if you were a general manager, it'd be the same thing. You'd have certain traits that you look for and that you covet. Mel's got size and arm talent. That's what he likes. And so, you know, he liked Justin Fields a lot last year. He had him right behind, or 2 years ago, right behind Trevor Lawrence because he likes Justin's size and his arm talent and his ability to run, although none of us knew he could run like this. But, I think it's primarily just going to be Stroud and Young, though, because it's way too up in the air with the other two big guys in Levis and Richardson. But they both do have upside and talent. But the more I'm looking at this, the more I think one of them is going to slide out. We've never had four quarterbacks taken in the top 10 in the history of pro football. Never. And all these mock drafts are showing four quarterbacks in the top 10 now. I even did the same thing. And I think when it's said and done, if Indianapolis, in theory, gets Lamar Jackson, let's say they got Lamar Jackson. Well, now all of a sudden, three's not getting quarterback. Arizona's not. I don't think Seattle gets quarterback. They could because they have two first-round picks. But Seattle, let's say they don't draft quarterback. I don't think the Lions would draft quarterback at 6. I could be wrong. But the Raiders have Jimmy Garoppolo now. I don't think the contract necessarily precludes you from it. But history tells you one quarterback's going to slip out.
Why don't we see more people talking about Arizona trading out so somebody can jump in front of Indianapolis?
Well, that's what's going to potentially happen.
I haven't seen that anywhere.
Well, Mel did it.
Yeah.
That's what Mel told you he did. He had somebody else. He had the Colts trading up to 3 to protect their positioning.
Well, so I'm that's talking what about he had somebody jumping ahead of the Colts.
Well, because it's not going to be Carolina now. So is it going to be Atlanta? Is it going to be – you don't want to – if you're the third pick, you don't want to move too far back either. So who would it be? Would it be the Lions? I don't think the Lions would. The Raiders? The Raiders are the ones that are mentioned the most. So it would have to be the Raiders, I think. But they have Jimmy Garoppolo. Do you want to give up trade – I don't think Garoppolo precludes you from drafting Richardson or Levis.
I think they might be content with Garoppolo.
Yeah, but you can still draft, for example, Levis at 7, and that's a rookie contract with a 20-something odd million-dollar contract. You're not killed with that amount of money at the quarterback spot. You don't love it, but it's not going to bury you. And then Levis sits for 1 year, and then he and Garoppolo compete in year two. And if Garoppolo is out, then you've got trade bait. Like, Jimmy Garoppolo could become a trade partner. You might be able to deal Jimmy Garoppolo and his contract in year two of his contract to a team who becomes desperate for quarterback because of injury. So you could maybe turn, you know, you could maybe turn Jimmy Garoppolo signing into a third round or second round pick. So I still think the Raiders could draft, but one of these quarterbacks is going to fall out further than people think. It happens every year. And I don't know if it's going to be Garoppolo. I don't know if it's going to be Richardson or Levis. My guess is Levis. I heard he was not terrific in the interview process. So he could be the guy that falls a little bit.
I could. This is a year that you're going to have three quarterbacks in the top 10.
Yeah, you never had four, though. You think there's going to be four in the top 10? Will be three. I think there's for sure going to be three.
Yeah.
I don't know that there's going to be four. History tells you one of them falls out.
Yeah. I could see Anthony Richardson beating what people
would. Would be crazy. If Richardson and Levis, based on the way they played this year, if this is the first year that there's four quarterbacks inside the top 10,
yeah,
based on Richardson and Levis, neither one of those guys played as well as
Justin.
But
it's about need, and I'm just
shocked. It's also about depth of draft. And the 2021 draft had some dudes in it. Yeah. It had some dudes, which is why quarterbacks got pushed back a little bit. This year, not a bunch of dudes. So, and now Jalen Carter could fall out of the top 10, although I don't think Jalen's going to the top six still.
Yeah, probably. All right. I know where you're – well, no, where are you going to be watching? On your patio?
So I've got to meet Steven tomorrow is when we meet to go look at the stone and things like that. So that's the next step. I think I'm going to be waiting. I think I'm going to be watching my games. I know I'm going to be watching my games inside my home, but – when it comes to the Final Four, I actually might have time to watch it on my patio. We may be done by then. The process actually moves fairly quickly. It's so exciting. When you sign up with Texas Custom Patios for an outdoor living space or outdoor kitchen or both or a swimming pool, when they get it framed out and you start to see it come together very quickly, man, there is nothing more exciting. I had that happen with my patio, and then to see it happen right now with my kitchen, it's been really, really exciting. And you get one life, right? You get so many trips around the sun, so many springs and falls and winters to take advantage of and summers. And it's best that you live a life that you have memories, and you can create memories with your own outdoor living space. I promise you, having friends over, having family over, watching games, doing Thanksgiving outdoors next to your fire pit. Just think about that. It'd be unbelievable. And that can be a reality for you with TexasCustomPatios.com. Go to TexasCustomPatios.com and take a look at their before and afters on the website and see what they can do for you. It's an amazing process, and it adds so much value, real value, to your home. TexasCustomPatios.com.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
Don't I think, moving too fast. Candy paint with the windows all black. Seats creme brulee, what they gonna say? With the top down, screaming money, anything. We up till 6 in the morning.
The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, 834 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Let's go. 713-780-3776. We got a couple of callers in here that want to get on. Ben wants to talk about today's What Are the Odds Wednesday. We started that a few years ago. And What Are the Odds Wednesday has been a huge, huge deal. Give us a What Are Your Odds Wednesday, Ben.
Guys, I love your What Are the Odds Wednesdays. So what are the odds of Texas trade up? Because they have so many fifth and sixth round picks. Do you see that happening, or do you see them just picking up players because that's what we need?
Are you talking about the 33rd pick? Are you talking about the 12th pick? Which pick are you talking about?
The fifth and sixth round picks, because they have so many. Do they just draft there, or do they?
Nick Caserio likes to move around. Nick Caserio ain't afraid to move around.
No. I think he prefers to. Well, no, he'll move. He's going to move around. He moved up for Garrett Wallow. He moved up for Nico Collins. He moves back and up.
Yeah.
What he'll do is try to just target the guys on his list that he really likes. Now he'll target the guys on D'Amico's list and his list, And he'll go find guys that are specifically they want, they covet in the third, fourth, fifth round. So, yeah, he's going to move around in the draft.
Yeah. You can fully expect. I think the odds are 100% he moves up. Because he'll move all around.
In some round, he's going to move up.
He's
going to
move up.
Yeah. Even if it's in the sixth round, he'll move up in the
not
sixth 100. Round for a
let's
guy.
Say,
he has,
let's say 90%.
Yeah, he'll move up. Even if it's a late round, you're going to move and go get a guy that you have in the fourth round. You know, you say, we have him in the fourth. He's sitting here in the sixth. Let's give up a next year's seventh and let's move up, you know. Let's move up 10 spaces, 12 spaces. For sure that's going to happen. Yep.
LSU Brian wants to get in here. Hey, LSU Brian.
Good morning, guys. Hey, Lewis, I got a question for you about a quarterback. About Hendon Hooker. He's not being talked about, and I'm not sure how much he should be talked about. But before he got hurt, he was on his way to win a Heisman. So, question I got is, I hear people saying he was a system quarterback at Tennessee, but I remember watching the guy. He was dicing everybody up. So your opinion, say if he never got hurt, what level of quarterback is he? Which round? And he's going to drop? I don't know, second, maybe get to the third. What team could come up in the third and grab him and be able to sit him for a year or two?
Well, I think a team that would make some sense would be the Denver Broncos. But, if you're the Broncos, you don't have a first or second round pick. So you need to be addressing, that's the problem is you need to be addressing other positions since you don't have a first or second. So I don't know that they wouldn't look at that. You know, I think you could look at Arizona Cardinals. You could look at the Seattle Seahawks. You could look at a team like the Dallas Cowboys. I think teams like that, Seattle is they've got Geno Smith, but maybe Hendon Hooker. Now, the difference is Hendon Hooker is going to be 26 in January. So in January of 2024, the season will be over, but that's when he turns 26. Next year, the concern also is that with his ACL, he probably won't be able to get into anything on the field during the summer, which is where you learn a lot about the offense and things like that. But had he not been hurt, I think Hendon Hooker, based on the way this draft is going, would have been a first rounder. I think he would have been the fourth quarterback off the board ahead of Will Levis is my guess. And Will would have fallen even further in the draft. That's my guess. Hendon maybe could have been third. Is he a system quarterback? Yes, he is right now. He's a system quarterback. Josh Heupel's system is great. So, yeah, his system worked great for him. But that doesn't mean he can't be more than that. But did he have a system that really helped him and a great speed guy in Jalin Hyatt? Absolutely. But does that make you a system guy? I don't know. He was good in a system. But that doesn't mean he can't be a pro quarterback. It's just the system didn't ask him to do a lot of different things. They just asked him to make basic reads, and he made them. He threw accurately. And he's got tremendous poise in the pocket. I think he'd be great with, by the way, I think he would be really good with Sean Payton. I think it would make great sense with Sean Payton. It's just you don't have a third-round pick. Are you going to take it on Hendon Hooker if he's there? Are you going to draft Hendon Hooker when you don't have a first or second-round pick, and now your third-round pick's a guy who's not even going to play? You're basically giving up you basically have no picks in the first three rounds.
I think Hendon Hooker's good. Listen, I ain't scared of 26 years old.
I'm not really either.
If you get 10 years out of him, he'll be 36.
If you get 7 years out of him, that's good.
Yeah, I ain't scared of 26. That to me is no big deal. I would like him to be younger, yes, but he's 26. Oh, well. I think he could be a steal, and all of a
Raiders?
Sudden in about 3 years we're going,
how about
holy
Raiders?
Crap. Everybody just decided. Because Russell Wilson went in the third. Tom Brady, whatever. There are quarterbacks.
Kirk Cousins,
Joe Montana, Brett Favre. They went. None of them went in the first round.
They don't go in the first, right.
Yeah. So, there are guys that are always
Davis
there.
Mills.
Hendon Hooker
was a third rounder.
Yeah, Davis Mills. That's
so?
Joe Montana.
Starter, 2 year
Brett
starter.
Favre, Davis Mills.
2 year starter.
Right.
He's been in the league 2 years. Guess how many years he started?
Two.
Do the math on that.
Two.
That's 100% starting percentage. Not of the
not
games.
Really of the
not
game.
Of the games.
Games.
Yeah.
Of the 2 years he did two. Yeah, he did start games. But hey, you don't know. Hendon Hooker could be the best quarterback in this draft. Mm-hmm. He absolutely could be, especially if he learns. He's a system guy, but you know, if he picks it up, if he does have a, if he has great coaching, like you said, Sean Payton, that would be great. There are a lot of great offensive minds in this league.
Right.
How about the Giants getting him in the fourth round?
Yeah. How about as a backup? Yeah. How about the Lions as a guy that you bring along for when Jared Goff is done, his contract's done?
Absolutely.
I mean, that would actually make sense. Hendon-Hooker would make sense with the Lions or with the Raiders are two that immediately come to mind.
You got time. You got a starter there in place. The Giants have a starter in place. What they think they have a starter in place for a while.
And then you just be drafting him as a backup thing because you hope Danny Dimes is a good quarterback. You know, another team could be the Minnesota Vikings.
Absolutely.
If the Minnesota Vikings don't get Will Levis, and there's a lot of connections between the Vikings coaching staff and Will Levis, Hendon-Hooker's a guy you look at.
Yep.
You know, right after Kirk Cousins, you try to roll in a veteran in Hendon-Hooker, who's a fairly accurate quarterback, who also is very mobile, can get out there and make some things happen with his legs. So, yeah, Hendon-Hooker is kind of the forgotten quarterback, but when the ACL heals, he's going to be a factor somewhere. People, you know, that's the Easter egg that you can hide and pick up later. That's getting your Christmas present wrapped up and. Mm-hmm. In the summer, and you're like, golly, I can't even open this thing for another 5 months. Yeah, but when you get it, you're going to be pretty excited about it.
Yep. What are the odds Wednesday? Lou gets in here with What Are the Odds Wednesday. What's up, Lou?
Okay, as for my What Are the Odds Wednesday, what are the odds Bryce Young would be better represented with the Lollipop Guild or the Seven Dwarves?
Now, I don't love Lollipop Guild on him.
You like the Seven Dwarfs?
No.
Which one?
I don't want to answer that.
How about Kyler's crew?
He's not Team Kyler. Although there is a commercial where Kyler looks taller. I'm almost positive Kyler's standing on a curb somewhere. Have you seen that commercial where they're at the Heisman house?
And Kyler's taller?
And Kyler looks taller, which is not possible. Kyler's not taller. But I think Kyler's standing
on
something.
He's got to be standing on something. Got to be standing something. No.
Heisman House, Kyler, Bryce. Watch this picture if I can find it for you. And it's like, wait a minute. This doesn't look.
Something's
this. Off. Who stood on a box? Who was standing on a box? It doesn't
I don't
want to
see that. I don't want to see Kyler tall.
No, it's already. You're
not
already
in my
afraid
life.
Of.
Not in this lifetime.
You're already afraid of Bryce.
Still ahead, Mike Stanton is going to join us at 9 o'clock. Right at the top of the hour, we'll talk some Astros baseball with the former pitcher and the studio expert for the Houston Astros. That'll happen at 9. Right now, I'm talking about the Morley Law Firm. Speaking about experts, speaking of expertise, speaking of experience, speaking of dedication, speaking of, I'm telling you, they are a law firm. They've done it with me. They'll do it with you as well. They're going to give you the time. They're going to give you the attention that you need for your issue, and it is an issue, whatever it is, criminal or civil. If you are having issues with someone, with the police, with someone that you has wronged you or feels that you have wronged them and they are suing you, you need the Morley Law Firm. When you go to the website and you see all the stuff that they do, it's really unbelievable. It's really unbelievable how all of the experience that they have in all of these different 18-wheelers, malpractice, insurance fraud, any kind of an accident, in immigration law, se habla español, you have someone who has a problem. It doesn't matter what your issue is. The Morley Law Firm has probably seen it, and the Morley Law Firm is going to give you the attention that you need. If you're looking for the best way to get out of whatever issue you have, go make the call Morley Law. 713-839-9955, 713-839-9955, or Morley, M-O-R-L-E-Y, law.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
You found the Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 848 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. As we mentioned, Mike Stanton going to be joining us. A lot of Astros talk to get to. on the other side. We talked about it a little bit earlier. We'll talk about it as well with him, the World Baseball Classic, in which Japan won. They had the – will there be a bigger moment in Major League Baseball this year than Ohtani facing Trout in the World Baseball Classic?
In Major League Baseball? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's going to have to come in the postseason.
Yeah, yeah. It will.
Will it be that Chaz's – I mean, like the biggest moments were Yordan's upper deck or center field blast. Okay. Ready? Yordan's upper decker to beat Seattle.
Here we go.
Chaz Justin Verlander. It off the
wall. Justin Verlander's at the – it's the seventh inning. He's winning 1-0 against the Astros. Jose Altuve comes back in his first game back after his injury. Verlander deals, and all the Mets fans are yelling F. Altuve. And they're all yelling F. Altuve. F. Altuve. Boom. Home run.
So, boom, home run.
Off of Verlander.
Off Verlander.
They're yelling F. Altuve in his first game back from the World Baseball
Classic. His first game back.
Or against Bard. Well, or against Bard. His first at-bat is against Bard.
So, it would be June 19th. It's a possibility. Could it could be. It could be. June 19th, Verlander starts here, or Altuve steps to the plate against Verlander in a 1-0.
The fans all yell F. Altuve.
Why can't it be in the ninth? It has to be in the ninth. This is the ninth inning, two
outs.
Yeah,
but he's not pitching
Trout ninth. Versus Ohtani.
Yeah, but he's not pitching. That's the problem is Verlander's not going in the ninth.
Verlander throws complete games. I don't know if you heard. In a 1-0 game, Verlander would still be in there in the ninth. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Especially in June, when they're trying to make sure his arm's okay, are they going to treat him differently than the Astros did?
But he's only thrown 78 pitches.
Oh, in your scenario, that guy's dealing. I guess he would still be.
Yes, he would still
in
be
that scenario. I guess he's not striking us out much, him.
No.
Well, we don't strike out much.
But and Verlander, but he doesn't have Dubon.
How many complete games?
I don't know how he can possibly get all those wins without Dubon
in
center.
I don't know the answer. How many complete games do you think Justin Verlander has pitched? Well, why don't they have him there?
Complete games over the last 3 years.
Yeah.
Over the last 2 years.
Last 2 years.
No, 1 year. He was gone two years before that.
No, we'll take it. Let's go. Okay.
Last year he had what, two?
Zero.
Zero complete games. I thought he had
pitched
two.
28. No, the Astros were watching his innings. He only had 170. He pitched 28 times, had 175 innings. That's what I'm saying. He's just not going to do it.
Oh, well, but he was coming off
now,
Tommy
the
John.
Year before
he's not
that,
coming off Tommy John this year.
Now, the year before that, he had two complete games. Yeah. In 2019, not 20, obviously. He pitched 34 games, had two complete games. The year before that, 30.
One was a no-hitter.
34, right. 34 games. The year before that, one complete game. Then 0, 0, 0.
Well, he's a complete game machine. In today's game, three complete games?
He's had three complete games in his last one, two. Of course, he didn't have many. Well, he in the Astros. Yeah, no, 17 combined Astros in.
Yeah. He's
so he had zero. He had zero there. In 18, he had one. 19, two. 20 didn't pitch. And then 22, zero. Regardless, it doesn't matter. I don't know if a moment's going to be. It depends on your perspective of World Baseball Classic. If you don't really, if it doesn't mean anything to you, you'd be like, no, that's irrelevant. No one cares about World Baseball Classic. That'll be your thought. And you say, so who cares if Ohtani? But the reality is, every other country really cared about it. That's like us saying World Cup doesn't matter because we're not any good at it. World Cup doesn't matter. Actually, World Cup is a really, really.
We are good at the World Baseball Classic. We just won it 2-3
years
ago.
That's why it matters more.
But it's not nearly as big to us as the World Series is. But no, that was a huge moment last night. It was a huge moment. It was great. It was great for baseball. Baseball won, Lance. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Just so you know, baseball won.
Baseball did win because you had two teammates going up against each other in a critical moment. If Presley had struck out or had given up a homer to Altuve in the World Baseball Classic, that would have been a massive story.
God. Yeah, but this is even bigger when you're talking about Ohtani and Trout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it is because they're both power guys.
Yeah. And Ohtani, let's face it, Ohtani's the biggest name in baseball in the
they're
world.
They're both MVP winners.
In the world. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where Presley didn't win a world. It didn't win an MVP. No, I don't think. Go back, look through his accomplishments, and see if Presley ever won an MVP.
Hold on. I got to get to Baseball Reference.
Let's get Chris in here. Wants to talk about the NFL draft. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. How are you guys? Love your show. Hey, I know we talk a lot about the big names, Bryce Young and things like that in the draft, but I also know, like, it starts up front with the offensive line. And I don't know. I know we have Laremy Tunsil, Titus O'Neill, or Titus Howard, excuse me, and then we just traded for the Bucs guys. Curious, like, in the fourth and fifth round, are there still guys in college that you would look at as value picks that could come in and be starters? And just wanted to see if you could fire off, you know, a few names and see who those guys might be. And I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, guys.
What was the question again?
Some offensive linemen that they might be looking at.
In the draft?
Yeah.
Just in the middle rounds, if you're looking at offensive linemen, I'll give you – here, let me just give you just a few. What positions? You want me to give you one at every position, center, guard, and tackle? Here are the guys they could be looking at based on – although I don't think they're going to be active.
All right, let's say 33rd pick.
All right, 33rd pick would be –
I don't think 12th pick they're going to take a lineman, do you?
No. Unless, now, if Skoronski was there, the tackle from Northwestern, they could, because he can be a guard or a tackle.
I wouldn't mind that at all. He's a beast.
Skoronski's really talented. Yeah. So here are some guys that I might look at. Peter Skoronski at 12. Broderick Jones at 12. If they were going to move on from Titus Howard, Broderick Jones, who's an athletic tackle from Georgia and still ascending, still getting better. He's a guy that you could look at the right tackle spot at 12. John Michael Schmitz, center, Minnesota at 33. Matthew Bergeron at tackle or guard at pick number 33 from Syracuse. Really good run blocker. Really, really good.
Oh, we got one of those already. I like to call him Kenyon Green.
Yeah, well, Bergeron's not great with pass pro. So,
well,
you may not be interested.
I think
we've
done that. I think we dated that one.
You may not be interested.
I'm done dating there.
Joe Tippmann could be 33rd pick, the center from Wisconsin.
I'm not putting a ring on it anymore.
No, you're not going to do that. Let's see here. Anton Harrison, tackle from Oklahoma. Maybe that would be more of a second round. I don't think he fits unless they trade it up. Let's see. Andrew Voorhees is hurt. Ricky Stromberg, center, fourth round out of Arkansas. Luke
That's
Whipler.
Enough.
Okay.
They're just mentioning a bunch of guys nobody knows. Mm-hmm. But there's guys. Obviously, there are guys out there. I don't believe that they'll take with the second or the 12th pick that they're going to take an off. I wouldn't, you know, offensive lineman at the 33rd pick, that'd be fine. If he's a good football player, I don't care what position it is. They need every position, maybe except running back. That's the only position that they don't need. Yeah, any pick at anywhere is going to be fine. Anywhere. Maybe not safety now.
Just find
Although
a player
they only
who's
got
good
a one-year deal.
I just want good football players.
Good football players. That's all. All right. We got Mike Stanton joining us on the other side. He's a good baseball player. He was a good baseball player.
He was.
And now
I remember I had his rookie baseball card.
And he's going to talk about a good baseball team in our Houston Astros. But first, we're going to talk insurance.
TGS Insurance makes it so easy for you to start saving money and putting more money in your pocket. You need money for the tax season. Where's it going to come from? Well, maybe you look at your homeowner's insurance. Have you gotten a competitive rate from your homeowner's insurance or even your car insurance? Now, TGS doesn't do car insurance, but one of the things you find out quickly from working with TGS Insurance, like I have two different times, is that your car insurance and home insurance bundle that you think is saving you so much money, not really. Not really. And if you've been with that same company for years, 100% you are going to save more money when you go with TGS Insurance. 100%. Text the word money to 232323. That's 232323. And TGS Insurance, within 15 seconds, is going to be able to get back at you and give you a firm quote on your homeowner's insurance. And you can find out just how much you're saving. You can even make the switch right then and right there that very same day. And the prorated amount, if you've already paid, will come back to you in the form of a check. Why pay more for A-rated insurance when you don't have to? Get a competitive rate with TGS Insurance within 15 seconds. Text the word money to 232323.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything.
Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.